Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Apparently we're bad at doubling.
Yeah.
That this whole stat push said about the doubling of
math,
penny over million.
Experts filling up our inbox now.
Yeah, I can't go that far, Craig.
How far can you go?
I'm only going till Friday. You can get $10 out of me. And I think you'll still drink by Friday.
I think that'd still be $16.
I'll give him $16, and I might even throw four extra in there.
We can't go till 1,000?
Nope.
That's 8 days.
Nope, because I forgot. You guys and Petey can change your conscience. When I quit drinking, I'm sober, completely sober for 2 weeks, which I don't do, by the way. You guys can still get high.
Well, you can too.
I know. No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
I don't get high.
Yes, you can.
I don't want to be high.
You can be high.
But I can't.
Yes, you can.
I don't want to be. That's not my drug of choice. But you guys have two ways to alter your conscience.
But the option is still there.
Well, it's not legal. I don't smoke anything. It's still legal.
You can do coke. You can do meth.
I don't want to do any of those.
There's a lot of people that can hook you up.
I did all those, and they become no fun anymore. So I think it's easier to quit drinking if you're high.
You could do the Molly. Yeah,
Petey proved that.
There's so many other options.
Molly them sucking face with Craig and giving them $20.
To alter your consciousness other than alcohol.
Yeah, but that's my favorite.
There are many other paths.
That's my booze
that you
of
can
choice.
Go down.
Alcohol is my booze of choice.
Psychedelics.
Right.
There's magic mushrooms.
Yeah, once again, I got to be here.
There's acid. There's mescaline. Oh, yeah, because if we did something
I really didn't know that Dublin bit, but it sounds familiar to something we did when we were kids.
Yeah.
And somebody in math class said, hey, you double a penny. Everybody's like, no, that's probably like $40. And then you realize how quick it doubles.
Okay,
right?
Let's say.
And the dollar one, by the way, is in the quintillions for 60 days.
Yeah, it's astronomical numbers.
I'm actually doing a rehab stint of 28 days.
Of what?
I go 28 days without drinking.
And no weed.
What is 28 days of double or nothing?
Oh, it's a lot. It's Puss said it was over a million.
28 days at a dollar?
A dollar, yeah.
A dollar? $134,217,728.
Okay. Not possible. You might as well drink, because I can't pay that anyway. So, you might as well drink.
Well, look at the look at the table there and tell me what your threshold is.
I said Friday.
Okay.
All right.
But see, and if you make it to 28 days, see, that's where it starts to get really tempting, because if you go two more days, you go from 134 million to 536 million.
So unless you're betting Bezos or Buffett, you're not going to win.
At that point, right. Every day longer is a lot of incentive.
Yeah, I should have just said a dollar a day. That'd be much easier. We used to do a dollar a day instead of that. I start doubling it.
Yeah.
But I wanted Craig to get some money because I know you're only going to go 4 or 5 days. And I think it's probably just a day.
No.
I owe Craig nothing.
Now I have my incentive is to bankrupt you.
Well, it's not going to take that long. So you might as well drink.
But if we did do the 28 days, the 29th day, I wouldn't be here.
Why not? Because you could handle it?
Oh, no, I would
what
probably.
What would the point be?
I would probably indulge on the 28th night.
Okay.
And not be able to wake up on the 29th.
No. Okay. I'll just make sure it's a weekend.
Yeah, but then I might go out to 30, and that would cost you even more.
All right. We are good sponsors for each other.
Then if you get to 30 and you go to 31, then all of a sudden it's $1 trillion.
Yeah. That's
or no, sorry, $1 billion.
$1 billion.
$1,073,000,000.
Let's just go $1 a day.
Well, you should call Buffett, see if he'll back you up on
this. I will go a double or nothing through Friday, and after that, $1 a day.
Puss's wife has the pipeline to Buffett, if you want to get in touch with him.
She yeah. does. That's right.
Yeah, sure.
He signs her checks.
All right.
Good point. That takes a while, doesn't it? You think he sits down, Buffett signs, what, 7,000, 8,000 checks every couple Fridays?
More than that.
Yeah. That's going to be a pain in the ass day for him.
And I'm sure he takes your call if you're employed at one of the Berkshire Hathaway companies.
I'm guessing not.
He's that kind of a guy.
I like him.
He's a good heartland guy.
He's a rich liberal. I like him.
He'll take your call if you're making him money.
Mm-hmm.
We're celebrating National Jazz Appreciation Month. That's a tough one.
No, we're not. No, we're not. When you say the word jazz, I'm not interested. You put an acoustic, there's a couple jazz clubs, advertise themselves as jazz clubs. I'm thinking, if you put a rock band in there or an acoustic band or something like that, yeah, I'll go. But if you're going to play jazz, I'm not coming to your jazz.
Musical form.
It's self-indulgent crap.
I did see some jazz in New Orleans, but.
Still, self-indulgent crap.
Well, no, it was.
You heard the jazz song, right?
Well, no, I sought this out. It was the Preservation Hall. It's a historic venue.
Oh, yeah, you got to go to that.
The funeral, you're walking through the funeral with a jazz song, right?
Yeah. The Preservation Hall was pretty cool. And it's you go in for a concert, and it's 40 minutes.
Right.
You are the best jazz scene.
Well, I don't think that's, I can't do it.
Utah.
I've heard.
The Utah Jazz. That's a good idea, keeping that nickname.
You should have done the Preservation Jazz at the 29th of this month. This is way too much time to appreciate the jazz.
Now, the New Orleans Baby Cakes.
They're moving to Wichita.
The AAA affiliate?
They're still the Baby Cakes now, right?
Yes, they are.
That's the team that's moving to Wichita, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
They are in town, although I don't know if I can talk about that.
Okay.
So, is New Orleans then
I can't talk about
that. Right, yeah.
Without a baseball team?
I'm sorry?
Do they lose their baseball team entirely?
Yeah.
New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Do they get a AA?
I don't know what they're going to replace it with, but the guy that owns them is moving them.
They lost the AAA team, right?
Yeah, they got the Pelicans and the Saints. There. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are they going to do for sports in that town of New Orleans?
It just probably doesn't do well there. It'll do well in Wichita.
Well, they do have the NFL and the NBA to contend with.
That's why a AAA thing, they ain't going to work in the NFL city, right?
Is that the second smallest NFL market?
Jacksonville's the number
Jacksonville's
one.
Jacksonville's
the smallest.
Yeah.
But New Orleans has lost population.
Residential area.
Since Katrina.
Yeah, the whole area. I don't know.
Jacksonville smaller than Green Bay?
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. But when they count TV markets, they count in Milwaukee when they do that. Mm, Jacksonville is the smallest TV market in the NFL.
This is New Orleans is.
Now because, it is now? Because of Katrina?
Well,
because
according to this, the Jacksonville, they go Jacksonville, Gainesville, Orlando, Dayton Beach, Melbourne.
The TV market?
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
that's huge.
So New Orleans and Nashville are the two smallest.
Oh, really?
Really?
It used to be Jacksonville.
San Diego, Kansas City, Buffalo, Indianapolis. Yeah.
Okay.
And New York is number one. I bet nobody would guess that.
No, I didn't guess that.
Smoking the marijuana.
The marijuana. Allows you to quit drinking for 30 days.
Well, it helps, but it's still
different.
Oh, yeah,
it would help me, too. Oh, it's definitely different. There are different buses, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Smoking the marijuana may have its drawbacks for users who need surgery. A new study shows that regular weed users may need increased doses of anesthesia for a surgical procedure.
Never thought about that.
Researchers studying the pot smokers found that they needed double the dose of propofol for a surgery.
Oh, the milk. Michael Jackson's milk. Yeah.
Subjects who were getting fentanyl and midazolam.
You nailed it.
No, I didn't. Midazolam is, I think, closer to it.
That's a Chuck Berry song.
Is that...
midazolam.
I don't know if that's the Valium or what.
Thanks for laughing at that, Todd. I appreciate that. I owe you a buck.
Midazolam. Yes. But subjects who needed smaller for fentanyl and midazolam, they needed smaller dosage increases than for the propofol.
So do you tell a guy when you're going under for an operation that you smoke a lot of dope?
You have to,
because we know a
lot of, that's what they're saying.
I know. I know. Actually, I know. I know a
Well, no,
we all know some anesthesiologists. Yeah. You have to tell them that.
They don't ask you.
They don't ask you that.
No,
do they?
Well, they kind of do. They say,
they look at your chart.
Do we have? Yeah, is this everything, Mr. Evans?
Right.
And, well, yeah, except for all the Valium and the codeine and
who's Mr. Evans?
Marijuana and the this and the that.
No, in the past, 3 years, 2 knee surgeries and the hernia surgery. I don't recall being asked.
Maybe they just know because it's
no,
you.
No, we have the nurse anesthetist that calls the show every once
she
in a
might,
while.
She might.
So
need
she knows damn well what's going on.
Like this guy's a big stoner. He needs more. Right. He needs more propofol.
Nobody else.
No, we don't know. We can't even double things.
Yeah. Now, like the surgical team in Denver had no idea.
That's
but
true.
They probably just assume since you're in Colorado,
yeah,
everybody smokes weed.
And your long hair. And
everybody smokes weed in Colorado.
Yeah, but they can't just give you extra.
No, they can't.
No.
Oh, what could happen?
They have to look into that.
Death.
Good answer, Craig.
Now, this is a very small number of people that they did this on. This may not be a very good study in a general sense.
Good point.
But this is what they're figuring out so far, even though it may not stand up to a larger scale study.
Got it.
But we'll see. They do say that patients are not always reliable and don't necessarily tell their doctors about everything else that they take.
God, I think in that situation, I mean, I realize you're afraid of, on a regular check, it might be a pussy about it, but if you're actually on the operating table, you might want to tell them everything.
Yeah, don't lie.
Yeah. I'm high right now.
Yeah, maybe I should.
In case you are.
For those of us who were not with us earlier today, no one had Georgia Engel.
No, Georgette from Mary Tyler Moore. And also, she was on the long run when you said...
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right, yeah.
She was on Hot in Cleveland as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
She was only 70.
We don't
know, no cause of death? Nobody had her, huh?
No cause of death. No one had her.
She was funny on Mary Tyler Moore.
We can only guess. Lack of medical maintenance, and she was a Christian Scientist.
Right.
That's awful young.
It is.
Oh, we do have a Where You At, What You Hauling.
We do.
Ready for that.
Yeah.
Hey, apologies to Fred Turner.
Where you at?
Yes.
He's still alive.
Sorry, Fred.
What you hauling?
Yeah, that's my bad. That's
morning,
on me.
We killed Brad says,
he was dead for 2 weeks on this show.
Yes, he was.
And hauling, nobody corrected us.
Hauling medical supplies all around Hastings, Nebraska. He's also known in the Deadpool as Pro-Choice Downey.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of my favorite names.
Where you at? What you hauling? Where you at? What you hauling?
Now, Fred is retired, but not dead.
Okay.
Big difference.
Yep.
TMZ has obtained police footage. cops busted the
Remember
University
the
of Michigan gymnastics coach. I don't know how to say his last name. Vetere. Scott Vetere. For, well, taking care of one of his gymnasts in public. Police.
18. She was legal.
Heavily pixelated the video before they released it.
Is she? Because, you know, he's one of those guys that's in a position of power.
No, no, no. Legally, he's allowed to have sex with her. He might have got fired from his gig.
Yeah, but is it that rule? You know,
no, he's
like
legally allowed to have
like
sex.
Like he's a teacher.
No, you still legally have sex with 18-year-olds.
You legally can't have sex with them if you're teaching them.
People have sex with students all the time in college when they're 18.
Yes, they do.
But listen to the audio. The audio is great.
Yeah, the cop, what you can hear is the cop, this is from the cop cam, you hear the cop bang on the cop door, or I'm sorry, on the car door to announce his arrival, and then tells the couple, well, this is awkward, close, please.
And then listen to the end here.
This is awkward. Close, please.
Sorry, officer.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right.
He's 39, she's 18.
Got your ID with you?
Yes, sir.
My ID.
Sure. Hello.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right. This is not a good spot, right?
Yeah.
Because then the police get called and here we are. This is a citation. It's a local ordinance.
Okay.
All right, so it's not like it goes in your criminal record or anything, but still not good.
Yeah.
Think about the whole process and then be a little smarter, okay? Make wise decisions,
yes, sir.
From here on out, yeah, okay?
You.
Oh, you know what? Forgive me if I don't shake
hands. No problem.
Forgive me if I don't shake hands.
She was the Big Ten Gymnast of the Year of 2000.
I'll tell you what, though. The cop was so cool.
Disorderly conduct.
I want to know how it made the public news then. If they'd have kept that quiet, the cop even said it's not a record thing. But that dude did get fired or either quit. I think he just quit.
He resigned.
Yeah, yeah.
And left the school, got his charge reduced to a civil infraction, paid a fine. Now the case is closed.
But 39 and 18, good pull, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a similar conversation, but I was...
You were not 39.
With a woman my own age, and we had passed out the car.
Yeah, I did that too.
And I got the... Could you put your pants up and get out of the car, sir?
I love that your pants were still down.
Yeah.
Was she fully dressed?
Yeah, I think she was. Okay. She might have
imagine
her top
that.
Off. She might have had her top off or something.
Okay.
Imagine that. Todd's the only one with his clothes off.
My pants were down around my ankles.
Because she said, no, come on, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
you pulled your pants out. And you didn't get a ticket, did you?
No.
No, they were actually cool.
Buddy of mine in high school got caught with his girlfriend, and Sarah used to make out at it. We used to park there, and her top was off. And he freaked out when he saw the cop car, put it in reverse, and hit the car. Just hit the end of the back of the cop car.
Now, that's funny.
It is funny, and the cop was still cool about it, though. He was still cool about it. It was like a little fender thing. He said, man, don't – and the guy yelled at him, stop freaking out. Because they were, like, both 17. He realized it's what happens.
Yes.
Nobody was drunk. And he said, "He goes, put the car in park, you dumbass, basically." And said, put your top on, and next time, don't do this.
In a minute.
But he actually hit the cop car. Not a lot of damage, but enough, you know. Yeah, but I love that. Forgive me, I don't shake your hands.
Yeah.
But that means his hand was somewhere, you know.
He assumed.
Yeah.
No. Good assumption.
The cop was just playing the probabilities.
He was on an 18-year-old, though. Wouldn't you want to shake his hands?
At least smell his finger.
Yeah. Rebound, shake your hands, but let me smell your finger.
Then he might forget to wash his hands, and he's got to go
home. Oh, then he's got to go home.
Yeah.
And you're not going to believe that.
Yeah.
I busted an 18-year-old. Sure you did.
Yeah, right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.